Planes filled with Americans, Europeans, and Japanese are flying out of Wuhan. That's a Chinese provincial capital that's the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Many of those passengers will be placed in quarantine for 2 weeks. And inside China, some 56 million citizens are in lockdown. A growing list of airlines are also scaling back flights to China. British Airways has canceled all flights. But are these flight suspensions, quarantines, and evacuations effective ways to combat the outbreak? Dr. William Schaffner has some expertise on the issue. He's an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Dr. Schaffner, when you hear about these evacuations and quarantines and flight suspensions, what's your immediate reaction? I mean, do you think on the whole these are good moves or not?
They're not perfect moves. We can't expect perfection, but reducing traffic, that is person traffic, between China and the rest of the world clearly is a measure of containment of spread, because the spread is done by human beings who travel from one place to another, taking the virus with them.
But are some of the moves motivated by fear and maybe kind of impulsive?
Fear is always involved. I don't think they're impulsive. This is clearly a serious virus, and we would like to interdict the spread of this virus so that it doesn't run around the world creating the coronavirus pandemic.
I want to focus for a moment on the quarantines for those being flown out of China. In the UK, some of those returning are likely to be quarantined at a military facility. Australia plans to send its 600 returning citizens to Christmas Island for 2 weeks. That's over 1,000 miles from the Australian mainland, and they're going to be housed in a former immigrant detention camp. I mean, do these sorts of measures make sense from a scientific perspective?
The science behind that sort of quarantine is, shall we say, modest. It makes good conceptual sense, but it's never been really well demonstrated that these sorts of quarantines work very effectively. There are always ways around the quarantine, perhaps not on Christmas Island and perhaps not in a supervised facility, but when you try to quarantine communities, there are always people who find their way out.
What about the lockdowns around Wuhan? Those affect millions of people. Do those make sense, or do they make it harder to actually treat people?
Well, what's happening in Wuhan is the largest public health experiment ever done by humankind. It'll be difficult to assess exactly how successful that was in limiting the spread within China. The logistical things become very difficult. How do you get food in? How do you get medicines in? And within the city of Wuhan, there's difficulty in accessing medical care. Are enough medical supplies coming in? Are there sufficient medical personnel that are being brought in? The logistical aspects of any sort of quarantine are always very challenging.
What are you kind of looking for next? What kind of worries you, or what are you encouraged by when you look at the situation, which is extremely fluid?
The most encouraging news I've heard today is that the Chinese authorities have accepted the invitation of both the World Health Organization and our CDC to send in people who can assist the Chinese. You know, the folks at the CDC, they've written the book on being disease detectives and setting up studies that can help not only limit the spread of the disease, but analyze its characteristics so we can define what's actually going on.
Is there something that's unprecedented about this particular outbreak?
This outbreak actually resembles the appearance of a new strain of influenza. And that's why I have hope that the development of vaccines that can be manufactured quickly could be deployed to, in several months, abort further spread of this infection.
And people are working on a vaccine as we speak, aren't they?
People are working around the world on developing this vaccine, and that was a consequence of the Chinese scientists sequencing the genome of this new virus so promptly and then putting that information out so the world scientific community can use it. The first great triumph was creating a rapid diagnostic test that's now being employed around the world. The next hope is, of course, a vaccine, and a third line of research is into developing antiviral therapies so that if you got sick, we would have a medication that would reduce the severity and shorten the illness.
William Schaffner is an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.